season has flown by for high school football. I mean, the fall athletic season. Golf, tennis, no. Golf, cross country. I think cross country is going on today. Volleyball starts districts. Now football is for eight-man. Has already started the postseason. It's the final night of the regular season. Some good games around the area. Millard South and Burke play. Lincoln East and Omaha Creighton Prep. Creighton Prep is playing really, really well. Noah Walters is spinning it for Lincoln East. And Malachi Coleman in the class of 23, who Nebraska made an offer to. And then everybody said, oh, what does Nebraska see? And then Malachi is all over the Midwest making visits. Plus Elkhorn South is down at Seacrest playing Southeast. Scutt and Elkhorn play tonight. Scutt's starting to get healthy. Our game over on Cox 13 will be Gretna and Papillion La Vista, which could be a rematch next week when the first round of the playoffs begin. Davon Hall is getting a lot of attention, the sophomore at Bell West. By the way, Bell West loses to Millard South, and it's almost like people forgot about him. Haven't talked much about Bellevue West, but they just go out and they put up these huge numbers week after week. And they will definitely be a team to watch. If they were in Lincoln in late November, wouldn't surprise you. But they kind of got beat by Millard South, and people are like, oh, okay. No, they're fine. They're still Bellevue West. But Hall made an incredible one-handed catch last night. I saw it on KTV's 10 o'clock news. If you've not seen it, you can find it. He makes a OBJ catch in the end zone right at the goal line, reaches up, makes a one-handed catch, holds on to it, and he's in the end zone for a touchdown.
I am serious when I say this. That might be on ESPN Sunday morning on the whatever they call their pregame show nowadays with the You Got Mossed segment. Mm-hmm. It legit might be on there. It's that good.
So we have to find a way to get that on there. I think AK tweeted it out, and mm-hmm. he tagged SportsCenter and ESPN.
Yeah.
But Randy Moss would probably be losing his mind. That needs to be on there. That's a good call.
Yeah.
We'll see what channels that we can work on that. I mean, it's an incredible catch. And he's, you know, one of the top prospects in the sophomore class and has a lot of interest, but also is very interested in Nebraska. I think they've built a nice little relationship with him. So if you are out and about and bundle up, it feels like a blanket and hot chocolate night. There is Game 6 of the ALCS tonight in Houston. Boston is going to rely on Eovaldi to try and stave off elimination and try and make it to a Game 7. My picks haven't been great because baseball makes no sense this time of year. I think he has peak stuff, and he's the best pitcher available between these two teams. And Garcia going for Houston had a clunker in Game 2. I think we get a Game 7. I don't know who to root for here. The storylines, like if you have Houston and Atlanta, I don't know that that's a great storyline. Other than, what is the storyline? Dusty Baker is going for a World Series? The best storyline would be the Dodgers and the Astros. But the Astros just need one win. The Braves need one win. Boston needs to find their offense. But I think they find their pitching tonight. And I believe that we will have a Game 7 as we'll find out how resilient the Red Sox are. Jake Meyers will not be in the field. The former West Side product, former Husker, now on the Astros. He is available for pinch hitting duty, but will not be available in the field. All right, Dirk Chatelain will join us coming up at about 1 o'clock. Our discussion with Brian Munson, there was a lot of things in there. And there was a lot in Jordan Westerkamp and Nick Baugh got together on Nick's fantastic podcast, and they chopped it up. And they talked about the impact of one win, that signature victory that has been elusive for Nebraska, that sometimes you're going to run out of opportunities and the season is over and you may not have that opportunity to go after a signature win. And the program really has been, it's just been void. It's not just in 21, it's been void of that signature win that gets you over the hump and makes you feel good and changes the course of where you're going. So, with only four games remaining and three teams that are going to be ranked more than likely when you see them, if Purdue loses tomorrow to Wisconsin, they fall out of the poll. I don't think that's going to happen. So Purdue, Ohio State, Iowa will be ranked when you face them. So there's an opportunity for a signature victory. But what we think you do with a signature victory, because you just can't have one. That's where Nebraska football is right now. Talking about a signature victory, you just can't have one and be satisfied. Whew, we got it. And then you lay an egg the following week. But I do believe that there is the impact of that one signature victory. But I don't think it's available for Nebraska anymore this season. And I think they passed that window with the signature victory and the impact. And there's opportunities, but I just don't want one. Josh, I don't know if you know this about me. This is going back to our discussion. Zach, who's getting married this weekend, about marital advice. I'm not a one night stand guy. I'm in it to win it. Okay? So I don't want just one. I want more than one. I don't want to be satisfied with one. I want one, and then you want more. You know, the addiction to winning. The opportunity for that for Nebraska, in my opinion, was a couple of weeks ago. The ending of Michigan State, bad, 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 angry, head scratching. But right away, turned around, and Northwestern came along at the right time. And Nebraska throttled them. They got started early, and they kept pounding a bad Northwestern team. When you play bad teams and you're playing really, really well, you get 56-7. Remember what that feeling was like? Everybody was happy-go-lucky, and now you were more optimistic about playing Michigan and the week leading up to Michigan and then the night of the Michigan game and being down 13 at halftime and going, oh, boy. But then the third quarter hits, and they're like, oh, boy, here we go. But then Nebraska has nobody to blame but themselves on how the way that game ends. I truly believe that the impact of a signature victory to get one, that does exist. I think that's true. But then you have to prove it to me the following week, and the following week, and the following week. But that was the window for Nebraska, was beat Northwestern, looked good. Then beat Michigan. How would that have impacted Minnesota? I think it would have definitely impacted Minnesota and the rest of the year moving forward. So I believe in that philosophy that one signature win can help you get over the hump. And then what you do the following week. So Nebraska had a three-game stretch of Northwestern, Michigan, Minnesota. And there was a signature victory and a result in there, a lead-up signature victory result didn't happen. So I think the impact of one of those wins is over for the season. Doesn't mean you can get one of them, but where does that carry you the rest of the year? And I say this in, you're thinking, whoa, 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 there's Ohio State. I don't have much faith that Nebraska is going to be able to beat Ohio State. So that's why I'm not saying, oh, yeah, get that signature victory against Ohio State, and then you got the bye week, and then look at the end of the schedule. That opportunity was at the beginning of this month. You still get the win, but the impact that carries you, I think, has expired. All right, 12:26. Dirk's coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll get to Mike and others' emails as well into the Equitable Bank inbox. We'll do all that as when you return on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.